Timmins, over 1,100 patients used a digital patient engagement platform last year. In 2024, Timmins and District Hospital added patients using mental health services to its roster for seamless MD. The hospital has been using the technology since 2021. It's accessed through a phone, tablet or computer, and allows patients to receive support before their procedure and track their recovery. It's also being used to support and monitor patients with mental health and addiction challenges. Seamless MD is making a positive difference in the patient experience, with patients reporting feeling more confident, both leading up to their surgery and afterwards, said Joan Ludwig, Vice President of Clinical and Chief Nursing Executive, in a news release. While we are still in the early stages of introducing this to mental health patients, it's showing promise in helping them access strategies and resources. Patients who don't have a device can borrow one from the hospital. A caregiver can also be added to the program as the patient isn't sure about using the technology. It's basically an online care plan that's interactive with information on what to expect, reminders and nursing advice focused on improving the patient experience in the comfort of their own place of residence, said Kat Tabry Hebert, a registered nurse and Seamless MD surgical lead. The areas currently available at the Timmins Hospital for Seamless MD are breast surgery, C-section, eye surgery, gallbladder removal, bowel surgery, hernia repair, hip replacement, hysterectomy, kidney stone removal, knee replacement, shoulder surgery, prostate surgery, thyroid surgery and mental health, anxiety and depression. The hospital provided the following stats about the program for 2024. 1,176 patients registered, 1,380 hours of education delivered, 779 patients monitored remotely post-operation, 130 mental health patients supported, 96% of patients would recommend Seamless MD, 96% of patients reported feeling more confident before surgery, 21 emergency department visits avoided, 433 bed days saved, 10 readmissions averted.